Alex Volkov is a man carved from ice, brilliant, ruthless, and emotionally impenetrable. At 26, he's already the COO of a Fortune 500 company with a genius IQ and a multi-million dollar portfolio. But beneath his perfectly tailored suits lies a man consumed by vengeance. For 16 years, he's been meticulously planning to destroy the person responsible for his family's murder. A night he witnessed at 10 years old through a secret passageway, every horrific detail preserved by his rare condition, hyperthymesia. He doesn't just remember his trauma, he relives it with perfect clarity every day. Then there's Ava Chenwarm, optimistic and determined to find beauty in everything. A talented photography student with dreams of capturing the world through her lens, she carries her own shadows. Everything before age 9 exists in what she calls the blackout, a complete memory gap punctuated only by recurring nightmares of drowning that wake her screaming at 4:44 a.m., the Chinese death hour. When Ava's brother Josh leaves for a year-long volunteer program, he asks his best friend Alex to keep an eye on her. What Josh doesn't know is that Alex befriended him specifically to get close to their family, believing Ava's father responsible for his parents' deaths. As these two opposite souls collide, what begins as reluctant proximity ignites into something neither expected. "Revenge has been my driving purpose since I was 10," Alex reflects, with good reason. His entire family, father, mother, and little sister Nina, were brutally murdered in what appeared to be a home invasion. Multiple therapists suggested channeling his grief constructively, but Alex refused. "I didn't want to heal," he admits. "I wanted to burn with pain until I could make the person responsible suffer." This obsession shapes everything about Alex, his ruthless business tactics, emotional detachment, and approach to relationships. He keeps women distant, engaging only in cold, clinical sexual encounters with strict rules: no kissing, no face-to-face contact, no emotional connection. For 16 years, revenge has been his only true relationship. What makes Alex compelling are the glimpses of humanity beneath his icy exterior, his loyalty to Josh, moments of dry humor, and how he begins to thaw when a sunshine-bright girl enters his orbit. When he unconsciously leans toward Ava when she laughs, then retreats behind his stoic mask, we see the first cracks in his perfect composure. What makes Ava remarkable is her resilience. Raised by a distant father after her mother's suicide, she carries childhood trauma yet maintains an ability to find beauty in the darkest places, including in a man who claims not to have a heart. "You have a heart of gold encased in a heart of ice," she tells Alex, seeing through his carefully constructed walls. Her strength lies in her emotional intelligence, recognizing his pain beneath the cold exterior. Her photography serves as both passion and metaphor. She captures moments others miss, finding meaning in overlooked corners of existence. This talent extends to her relationships, where she sees the best in people, sometimes to her detriment. Her ex-boyfriend exploited this trust, and the dark secret connecting Alex to her family threatens heartbreak. Ava's optimism isn't naivete. It's a conscious choice made despite trauma. When her world collapses, this sunshine girl reveals unexpected reserves of strength that rival even Alex's iron will. Operation Emotion is Ava's methodical scheme to crack Alex's perfect composure. Encouraged by her roommate Jules, Ava systematically attempts to provoke reactions from the stoic businessman. She bakes revolting cookies, combining asparagus, raisins, and garlic brittle to trigger disgust, but Alex calmly eats three while maintaining eye contact. Her happiness picnic, with cheerful music and rainbow foods, is methodically ruined by his complaints until a Great Dane lifts its leg on his Italian shoes, finally earning a slight grimace. These playful experiments create opportunities for them to spend time together, gradually shifting from antagonism to warmth. Through shared moments, they develop inside jokes and a comfortable rapport. The experiments reveal Alex's extraordinary self-control while showing the first cracks in his armor, a slight twitch of his lips, a momentary softening around his eyes. The operation culminates in an intimate photography session. Later, reviewing the photos, Ava discovers one crucial shot where his mask completely slipped, revealing unmistakable desire that makes her feel her life has changed forever. The image captures not just desire, but vulnerability and longing that mirror her own growing feelings.
Alex's 16-year vendetta targets Michael Chen, Ava's father, whom he believes murdered his family, explaining his inner conflict about falling for his enemy's daughter. Ava's recovered memories reveal a horrifying truth. Her father attempted to drown her as a child, then manipulated her into believing her mother was responsible. This gaslighting led to her mother's breakdown and suicide. Her memories return in fragments: cold water, her mother's screams, and Michael's manipulation during therapy. When these storylines converge, the novel delivers its devastating twist. The real mastermind behind the Volkov murders was Alex's uncle Ivan, motivated by jealousy over Alex's mother choosing his brother. Alex must confront how his obsession blinded him to the truth hiding in plain sight. The final confrontation occurs when Ivan kidnaps Ava, forcing Alex to confess everything. This scene serves as both climactic action and emotional catharsis, with Alex admitting his deception while discovering he's been deceived himself. The warehouse setting becomes a crucible where past and present collide, forcing each character to face their complicity in perpetuating lies. After their dramatic breakup, Alex tracks Ava to London, where she's pursuing her photography fellowship and works to win back her trust. His approach is characteristically intense, appearing daily with her favorite vanilla latte and blueberry scone, walking her to workshops, and sending meaningful gifts like a rare vintage Japanese camera she'd coveted. When confronted about his persistence, Alex declares, "I love you." He acknowledges he's a fucked up person with fucked up morals who won't write poems or serenade you, but insists she's the only woman he wants. To prove his commitment, he resigns as CEO to focus on winning her back. Their reconciliation works because it acknowledges both his betrayal and the genuine love that developed despite his initial deception. Ava chooses to take a leap of faith rather than live in fear, believing in the man he's become rather than the one who hurt her. Twisted Love concludes with Alex and Ava finding their hard-won happy ending, though both carry permanent scars. Their journey transforms them, Alex opening his heart after 16 years of emotional isolation, and Ava discovering inner strength while maintaining her ability to see beauty in darkness. Their love story maintains balance as they evolve without losing their core identities. They complement each other perfectly, creating a stronger partnership than either would be alone. Their story demonstrates that even the darkest hearts can find redemption through patient love. True love doesn't erase our demons. It teaches us to live with them more gracefully, finding beauty even in our broken places.